Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio app. All right, now. So I've been trying to tell y'all to go ahead and check me out on Vinoy. And I don't know. Y'all just personally don't listen to me no more. Don't care. Don't like me. I don't know what it is. And, you know, I guess I'm feeling that low-ass vibe that I'm getting from y'all. Because I'm like, well, you know, fuck. Where am I going to keep putting out this incredible-ass content? And folks is not really listening. So I don't know. Maybe y'all just don't like me like you say you do. And that's fine. Everybody got choices. Everybody got options. But I'm going to just let that marinate and y'all think about it if y'all really want to hear what Tanisha has to say. Huh? Because it is another form of what Tanisha said over there on Vinoy, but it's called Straight Talk with Tanisha. So here we go. Straight Up with Tanisha. There we go. Let me get my name right. This episode here on Bashani Radio is called Funny Shit. I was sitting up there marinating. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, stop all that funny shit, or I don't want to hear no more funny shit, or that's some funny shit? You know, there's different ways to, in, I guess, to kind of accept the term funny shit. Right. Follow me now. Follow me. So my aunt said, I need you to just tell the universe when stuff ain't going right, or tell your car when it ain't going right, no more funny shit. I said, all right. You know, I'm more excited because she cussed. Like, I'm excited when somebody cusses like me. Like, literally, I'm like, okay, they speak my language. And the people who don't cuss are always so fucking judgmental, like acting like, oh, I don't talk like that. Why do you talk like that? And or they think that because you cuss, you're not as intelligent as them, or you don't have the, you know, vocabulary range to say other shit. No. I like to put emphasis and be heard when I speak. I think that what I say has a lot of emphasis to it, a lot of you should hear this. I think it has a lot of power, a lot of oomph to it. So therefore, I add cuss words because cuss words give you shock value. Cuss words also make you pay attention. Cuss words put that oomph and emphasis on whatever the hell is being said. It doesn't matter. If I say this bitch ass, you know, it's different than me just saying this blank blank or whatever. I don't even know the vanilla words anymore. I go hard. So, you know, it's not that I'm not educated or have a vocabulary. I'm actually one of the most educated people I know. And if you knew me, I might be one of the most educated that you know. You may know others. I'm not saying one of. I'm not saying I'm the. I mean, I do have 4 damn degrees. I'm extremely educated. I am well-spoken. I know how to not cuss. I've been on shows where I haven't cussed. But yeah, I cuss. I like to cuss. I like to express myself to a point where I know I'm being heard and my audience is lively and I'm keeping it fresh and funky. So not only do I like to cuss, I like to talk about sex. So, you know, I went to a comedy show a couple of weeks ago and I think I'm going to go again tonight. I really haven't decided yet. But I think I just might go back tonight to a comedy show because I really do like the stand up and just being entertained, you know, being entertained. And I see how hard it is when they're trying to say some shit that you're trying to be relational to the audience and you're trying to get a smile. It, like, stand up comedy just really looks hard. I don't think I can do it. Like, I laugh at my own shit and I think they anyway. My own shit. And I think that you know, if I'm sitting up there laughing, I think there's some kind of rule that you're not supposed to or whatever the hell. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert at stand-up or anything like that. But I tell you what about funny shit. There's different ways to look at, emphasize, and rationalize funny shit. See, because where you're in the country, funny shit means you doing something off and you about to get fucked up. Like, literally, watch your ass. That's funny shit. Like, you doing something, you're being conniving and shit. That's funny shit. Like, it ain't funny, but it's off. It's not, you know, you about to get fucked up type. That's funny shit. Then you have funny shit. Like, stuff that really gives you this laughter and this joy. So, I like funny shit in the bedroom. Now, let me not lie. Then again, I do. I like creativity. I like adventure. I like my partner to switch it up. I'm like, you know what? Okay, so if you switch it up too much after we've been together for a long time and you start switching up, I'm going to think you cheated. Because where the fuck you get that from? You ain't never did that before. Who you been doing it for? Okay, so now that's funny shit. Shit. The funny shit is you making me laugh. You might be, you know, doing some different after play with me, you know, aftercare. The aftercare may be a little playful and we're enjoying ourselves. That little funny shit there, I like that. But no, the funny shit is you all of a sudden you sucking on my toes. You ain't never sucked on my damn toes. All of a sudden you lasting way longer than you ever did. What'd you take? Or now you want to put my legs in some type of fucked up ass position where you could try to hurt me beyond reason? What, are you mad at me? Did I do something to you? What's going on right now? That's funny shit. That's funny shit in the bedroom, basically. You know. But let's talk about aftercare. Aftercare. Like the sweet nothings in you and you laying there caressing me, not just geared up around too, but you're listening to me, you're talking to me, you're touching me. We're having a very soft, intimate moment. I like that type of shit. I like that. And you might even joke about it. You might even start the what ifs. Do anybody else like the what ifs? You know, that whole what if we was officially a couple instead of a fucking couple? What if I seen you every day? Do you think you could do this magical shit that we just did every time we see each other? You know, every night, every morning. How often do you think you could fuck, you know? That's that funny shit. You're sitting there talking about crazy shit. Like, you know, motherfucker, the rate that we're doing in there is probably about the speed we could really handle. I don't know. Because, you know, you don't see that motherfucker every day, so you don't know. You may see yours every day. I don't know. Maybe that's how it goes for you. I don't play with my toy every day. I don't play with my toy, my coochie, my all that. I don't play with it every day. So I don't know. I don't really know that I can do that every day or need that every day. So, I don't know. Feelings change. I don't know. Levels of cortisol and hormones and all of that shit, they shift. I'm getting older. They did a little shift on me. I mean, I like what I like and I can't do it to myself. So, you know, hey. Is what it is. But funny shit on the job. The funny thing about funny shit on the job is it's usually done by those others. I'm trying really hard. My kids say I'm a low-key little racist. I don't think I'm a racist just because I call somebody out and I express that they were white. That doesn't make me a racist because I said the white man at the job did this. I don't think that makes me a racist. I think that just makes me maybe a colorist. Maybe that just makes me really vivid when I tell a story type thing, you know, or something of that nature, whatever. I'm not trying to say, but, you know, usually the funny shit at the job comes from them other people, okay? It usually ain't us's. It's them's, okay? That doesn't make me racist because I said it that way. But I do know that us's understand what the fuck I just said. All the us's in the room understand when I say it wasn't no us's. It was some them's. And I don't give a damn where you're from, where you live, where you're at, where you've been. You know what the fuck that means. Now, they don't know what it means because it's our code. Them days, they, them them's. So the funny shit usually come from them's. And I would say this motherfucker on some funny shit because they tell on you without telling. They going out they fucking way to fuck you without you seeing it. They going out their way to disguise their true feeling, hate, or whatever the fuck it is. That's their funny shit. Like, this motherfucker think I don't see his ass over there telling her. And let me tell you how they do it. Let me tell you how to do it. It's a slick ass way that they do it. Tanisha, what, does she get here at 8 o'clock like me? Oh, okay. Oh, I was over there by the time clock at 8:05 and I didn't see her. I was just checking to see if she got here at 8 o'clock like me. Bitch, that ain't none of your motherfucking business. Okay? With your dry snitching ass. That's funny shit that they be doing. Anybody do that dry hating ass, dry snitching ass shit, bust they ass. See, that's what we be getting angry, and then they be like, oh, she's an angry black woman, this old angry bitch right here. That's the type of shit. Why is y'all always in somebody else's fucking bitch? You know what? That's a whole nother podcast. I'm going to save that because I seen the energy just pop up on me like, bitch, go hard. And I can't do that right now because Vanoia has cut my time on my podcast, and I'm doing this Bashani shit and I'm getting confused. Bashani cut the time on my podcast. Let me clarify. And if you want to hear the whole content of what I have to say, you got to go to Vanoy. You got to subscribe. It's cheap. It's so fucking cheap. And I don't know if it's always going to be that introductory ass price. But, you know, literally, I'm trying to tell you, if you can't afford that, you probably can. I don't know what to tell you. I understand free is good, but damn. How long y'all gonna eat at the free table? The shit is just, it's getting watered down. Bring your ass over to Vanoy. Listen to your girl. Listen to some free episodes of Tanisha on Vanoy and check it out. Okay? Come check me out. All right now.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.